Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, many of us are plumbers, construction workers, doctors, nurses, teachers, pilots, law enforcement, homemakers. And when we watch, you know, the way the country is run, the majority of us are critical. Just like when you watch football. We'll sit there and go, okay, that was a horrible route. Who made that call? Horrible play. Why are they doing no huddle? They should be, you know, and you're on the sidelines and you act like you are, you know, the guru when it comes to coaching. And, you know, the coaches and the players and the quarterbacks are like, you guys just shut the hell up. You're not down here on the field. And so I get that a lot of us are seeing things from the outside and Biden has a lot of pressures on him. I get that. I get that it's not easy to be a politician. But I am wondering if maybe what Biden should do is, you know, take a page out of Bill Clinton's playbook. You know, being an American, this isn't about being Republican or Democrat. This is about America first. And I find it very, very frustrating. Some people love the drama. Some people love the divisiveness. I find it very frustrating. I think we are in a very vulnerable state, and other countries are looking at us almost going to civil war over issues of, you know, what's taught in schools, abortion, bathroom signs. We're not united, and there's some pretty, you know, big threats coming our way. And so Biden, when he has spoken, you know, seems to have this tendency to be anti-Republican, anti-MAGA, and try to connote that somebody who doesn't vote Democrat would be evil or would want to destroy democracy. Now, one thing that I thought that was pretty admirable, although I understand Bill Clinton had a lot of issues, and I would not ask anybody to repeat the mistakes Bill Clinton did, but one thing that President Bill Clinton did was pretty leaderly, where he said, "We hear you," during his congressional State of the Union. After the 1994 elections was a huge red wave. During the midterm elections in 1994, the Republicans gained another 8 seats in the Senate. They gained another 54 seats in the House, and they gained another 10 governor seats. That was huge. Now, I'm not a political analyst, so I don't know if that was the biggest red wave we've ever seen, but damn, that was. And so what did Bill Clinton say? Bill Clinton said, "We hear you. It's time to work together." Now, a good leader in any business, okay, they might have yes men, and I've seen corporations run really badly. But a good leader, a good CEO, a good boss hears from everybody. And some of the most crucial advice is actually coming from the not-so-friendlies. And so when you do take on a country or a company or a family and you lead, you need to listen to your constituents. You need to listen to your employees. You need to listen to the family members. If you don't, you lose that trust. You lose that democracy. You lose that faith that you are going to be an effective leader. You need to steer the ship. I mean, you can't listen to everybody saying, you know what, let's just poke a hole in the ship and, you know, see what happens. No. I mean, you know, you need to have, you know, some wit about you, and you need to know how to sail a ship or how to run a business or how to run a country. But when you have somebody up there And Biden is making a huge mistake when he is faulting and criticizing those that don't go with his party. That's not what the president's supposed to do. The president is supposed to lead those in his party. And the reason why this is such a cluster mess up these last few years is because we're always doing the extremes. What happens is something extreme happens, and then the next politician needs to wipe away the damage from that extreme, then go the other way, then there's damage on that side, and then it just the pendulum keeps swinging. When will we have somebody that just kind of goes, look, guys, okay, you know, when you have a business, all right, you need to have security, you need to have, you know, doors locked, you need to, you have X amount of supplies, you have X amount of assets, we need to make sure those are, you know, either distributed properly or they, it can keep the company or the corporation whole, keep the country whole. We need to make sure our employees don't get hurt. We need to make sure our employees are safe. We need to make sure our employees are heard. And we need to make sure that we don't overspend, go over budget. These are things that we do in regular corporations that are common sense. Kindergartners know. We also sometimes do need to spend a little money to, redecorate, revamp, fix the structures. If you have a building that's about to fall, you got to put some money into it to fix it. So I'm wondering if maybe we're being too political and these politicians are being too politician-y where their main goal is to get elected or get their home team elected. And we should maybe look at it like anybody else would with a business. You got to keep it secure. You got to keep it safe. You got to listen to your employees. You got to understand that you are going to have people of both sides and you represent them. You lead them. You can't just say, okay, if you don't like the way we do things, just get the hell out. All right. Maybe some people are saying, look, we don't like the way you're doing things because this is what it, this is unfair. Now, you know, and so if you're really a true democratic leader, you do listen to both sides and you tell people to vote. I don't care if you vote Republican or Democrat, just vote. And let's let you be heard. The elections are our way to hear you. But that's not what's being said. So when Bill Clinton said, we hear you, after the Democrats got their butts kicked in the midterms, you know, Bill Clinton did the right thing. All right? If people aren't liking where things are going, their only way to reach out and to tell the politicians is at the voting booths, at the polls. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology receipt or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Bye, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember last year I told you there was an attorney in my neck of the woods in Nevada who fought against the vaccine mandates and the discrimination that seniors were facing, but even more miraculously was able to reverse the church and places of worship caps that were being done in our neck of the woods. And I she's a hero to me. And while we're looking at all the races coming up in the following election, governor and Senate and House, one of the most important seats that I think is the attorney general seats. And joining us today is Sigal Chadha, who is running for Nevada Attorney General, to talk to us about what she's campaigning for and what she could do to this most important seat. Sigal, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dahlia.
The girl, yeah. My listeners know who you are because I talk about you all the time. And I got to tell you, wow, you have taken on some, you know, David and Goliath. You are our David. You know, talk to us about your path getting here and what you want to do.
So you mentioned one of my, you know, favorite cases that I did during the mandate, and that was the vaccines case. And, you know, and everybody was, you know, very much in lock and step with, you know, the way the vaccines were distributed. And, you know, as a doctor, that the most vulnerable population that we had was our senior citizens. Mm-hmm. And it was so insane that, you know, that the vaccines were being distributed to 20, 30-year-old government workers, and, you know, the rollout was so slow. So, you know, that is really one of the cases during COVID that I take most pride in, because I got the age limit dropped from 75 to 65 to protect the most vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm. So true. And they're mandating, we went through this mandate for younger individuals who didn't want the vaccine. Meanwhile, our seniors were still waiting. It was a mess. It was a real mess at the time. You know, you've seen Nevada go through, you know, amazing changes with the way, you know, politically and with, you know, restrictions. And you as Nevada, if you become Attorney General, which I believe you will and we hope you do, you can make some huge impact. What would you like to fix?
You know, the first thing I'd like to fix is the transparency in government transparency. You know, one of the biggest issues that we had during COVID was this lack of transparency and this shroud of secrecy that, you know, that Nevadans had to deal with, because the government and the Attorney General's office really hid so much from Nevadans. And that's not the way the Attorney General's office should operate. So that's the first thing that I'm going to handle, is the transparency. Public safety is another big one. I think that this Attorney General has failed with his progressive criminal justice reform. We see an insane amount of crime increase all over the state. And Dahlia, and I have to tell you, it's in 17 counties. It's not only in Clark, mm-hmm. You know, but, and another thing that, you know, I really would love to bring is, you know, curriculum transparency legislation and a parent's bill of rights. We don't have that in Nevada. Our kids are being taught all kinds of sex education. You know, they're having birth control discussed with them. They're having, you know, this gender identity studies, CRT, and parents are just completely out of the children's life. And it's really damaging the nuclear family, where, you know, the teachers unions essentially have taken control and custody over our children's education. And it's actually an abomination that this is happening in Nevada.
It is. And people don't feel like they have a choice. With we have some ballot initiatives in our neck of the woods, and this is in Nevada. Many people are actually kind of confused by those. Do you mind talking about what the ballot questions and the initiatives are this year?
Yeah, sure. So the first one is the Equal Rights Amendment, which I'm adamantly opposed to. You know, the Equal Rights Amendment is basically the same thing that they passed in California. And, you know, it removes gender, it removes age. You know, you could have girls on boys' teams and boys on girls' sports teams. You know, it essentially could treat an 18-year-old the same as a 14-year-old. And look, and I've got a 14-year-old daughter. I don't think that an 18 and 19-year-old are the same as a 14-year-old. And there's a reason why we have laws that protect, you know, the age of consent in Nevada. So that's really the first one that is, it's so dangerous. You know, we've got the primary question, the ranked vote question, which is also, you know, the narrative on that is that, you know, because the current law stifles voting in Nevada. And I'll tell you what, Dahlia, when both Democrats and Republicans agree that ranked voting is not the right thing for Nevada, you know that that's a no on ballot question three as well.
Doesn't Alaska have something similar to that, or does California have something similar to that, where what happens is,
well, so
so
California has what is known as a jungle primary, and you're right, Alaska has the ranked choice. And ranked choice, essentially, what it does is you could have 100 people, and it's open, and basically the top five are the ones that are going to proceed. And it's a very dangerous type of voting style.
Right. It could be, and it could be very confusing. I don't think a lot of people understand. And then the third one has to do with minimum wage.
Right. So, you know, look, I'm a private sector. And the thing is, you know, the reality of minimum wage is that it is a minimum wage. And I don't think that the government should have any standing to essentially issue what minimum wage is. It harms the private sector tremendously. And, you know, and we don't want to have that as a mandate. We just don't.
Right, right. You know, I tell you, it's interesting how there is some, you know, we do wonder about the overstep. And the Nevada Attorney General's office, you kind of, you know, facilitate, you're our liaison in terms of the public being able to help, you know, steer and, you know, talk to us more about, and I know we're running out of time soon, but talk to us more about what the office is and what you, you know, what you plan to do with it.
You know, the Office of the Attorney General is essentially, you're the attorney for Nevadans. That is your job. It is the largest law office in the state. And, you know, your whole purpose is to represent Nevadans.
It's fantastic. I know. Go ahead.
You know, what we saw is that the Office of the Attorney General, instead of representing Nevadans, represented this administration. And it, you know, it's an absolute atrocity that instead of focusing on representing the people that elected him into office, you know, I had to sue him. Every lawsuit was filed against Sisolak and Aaron Ford because of these failures during COVID to represent the true interests of Nevadans.
And that's what I think, you know, we're missing right now with our politicians. It's all either about the Democrats or the Republicans. It's really about your state, the Pennsylvanians, the Californians, the Arizonans, the Nevadans. And you're definitely a true Nevadan. You know, you went to my college as well. You went to high school here. And so, Sigal, I wish you well in your efforts. You know, you got a big election coming up next week. How can my listeners find out more information about you and help?
They could go to chataFornevada.com, and, you know, and I just want to tell them, do not listen and don't pay attention to these commercials. I'm the biggest obstruction to public transparency in the state of Nevada, and because of what I want to use the Attorney General's office to represent the people of the state of Nevada, that is why I'm such a threat to this administration.
Wow. Well, I got to tell you, man, you know, good luck, Sigal. Can't wait to have you back. And we'll see what happens next week. I'm confident you're going to win. Good luck, Sigal.
Thank you so much, Dahlia. Take it easy.
1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells through indirect routes that include shipments through third countries, including the Middle East and North Africa. State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Wednesday.
The DPRK is covertly supplying Russia's war in Ukraine with a significant number of artillery shells while obfuscating the real destination of these armed shipments.
Former governor and first-term Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and Republican challenger former Army General Don Boldick took to stage overnight in a debate. As a Republican was arriving to the debate, someone in the crowd tried to punch him in the head. A man has paid the price for wearing an Adolf Hitler costume Halloween in Wisconsin. He was fired from his job at Madison Children's Museum. Daylight savings time ends this weekend. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I hear election after election is how people are upset about the ballot questions. Where there's ballot questions that sound like one thing and can mean another. So like, for example, I'm for equal rights. I support our Constitution. I think all of us should be, you know, are created equal. We should be treated equal. But apparently on the Nevada ballot, there's a question that has to do with equal rights and making sure it's solidified in our Constitution. Some of you have been confused by that. I am not a constitutionalist. I'm not a lawyer. You would think that's a slam dunk. Okay, well, you know, well, apparently, Nevada needs to reinforce that in the Constitution. Not sure why it's on the ballot again. But there's been some discussions that that might have an effect on rape consent or consent that where an 18-year-old could be equated to somebody younger, or transgender sports, and individuals who might be biologically male able to compete, and, you know, with females and locker rooms, and, you know, the controversy that, that we've been seeing throughout the country might be illuminated in the ballot questions, and we aren't aware of that. So, you know, many of you have asked, whether you're in Pennsylvania or California or wherever, these ballot questions might need some more transparency. These ballot questions might need more explanation. And I keep getting asked from people all the time, you know, well, what does this mean? What does this mean? How do you vote? And I don't know. I don't know. Because when you read the verbiage, they give you an explanation. And they're like, look, this is, you know, this is how, this is what it means. It means that, you know, everybody is going to be considered equal. And you're like, well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. But then you're like, well, why is that on the ballot again? Why is it on the ballot? Don't we already have that, you know, protection? What are we doing wrong in our state that is not allowing there to be equal rights? And then you find out that, well, there's more that meets the eye. Some of us might still support it wholeheartedly. Some people might not. And so many of us have fifth grade level reading skills and reading comprehension. Sometimes I'm fourth grade level. Sometimes words are just a little too big for me. But we have asked time and time again that we have our medical information, our patient information, our government websites for healthcare, our government sites for political laws and legislation to be in a comfortable reading level. One criticism people are having is that as the translation, right, to less legalese terms or less medical terms come out, there is a bias that will simplify the statement or simplify what is being said such that the wrong impression could be given. So Americans love to be able to make changes to their constitution, to their laws. A lot of people have been confused, where is the abortion question? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, they said that, you know, whoever gets elected, you know, depending on who gets elected, they could change how abortions are being done. I'm under the impression that with the Nevada Constitution, abortions are already in the Constitution. And there is nothing on the ballot saying it's going to change. So if abortions are legal in Nevada, I think up to 24 weeks, that's still the law of the land. So I think we have a lot of confusion in any state. I'm in Nevada, so I talk about Nevada. But for all of you guys in Ohio, New York, Florida, Texas, Idaho, California, Wyoming, Arkansas, Kansas, any of the states you guys are in, I do think we have a miscommunication and a misunderstanding of the laws we have. And interestingly, when you look up the laws and you go to, let's say, the NRS statutes, it's in legalese writing. It's not broken down. So we get the breakdown and we get the much more comprehensible verbiage when it comes time to, you know, to vote. But when you actually try to read the law to make to make sense of what's going on, it's hard to understand. So, you know, I haven't looked at everything on the ballots throughout the, throughout the state or throughout the nation. But in Nevada, we are voting on the Equality of Rights Amendment to the Nevada Constitution. Apparently, the Nevada state legislatures referred the constitutional amendment through Senate Joint Resolution 8 of the 80th legislative session to prohibit discrimination. This would be a permanent addition to the Constitution. Well, our Constitution, there should be no discrimination anyway. The federal government should supersede it. So there's a lot of confusion as to why is there an additional law. We aren't really hearing much about it. We don't, you know, so I would like to say, yeah, we should have equal rights. There should be no discrimination, no racism, no bias. But if there is more that meets the eye, how do you find out? How do you know? Then in terms of minimum wage, the Nevada Constitution will be amended effective July 1st, 2024 to establish the state's minimum wage that employers must pay a certain employees at a rate of $12 per hour worked, subject to any applicable increases above that $12 rate provided by federal law or enacted by legislator, and remove existing provisions setting different rules. So I believe where it is now is many states, including Nevada, if you are an employee that doesn't get benefits, you get paid one rate. If you do get benefits, you get paid another rate. And because the benefits are costing the employer more. They want to eliminate that where no matter what, whether you get benefits or not, you're still at the minimum wage. Many people think, yeah, that makes perfect sense. Others are like, but wait a second. What's that going to do? Is it going to then, you know, then our employer is going to say, well, then why offer benefits? If there's, you know, we're going to pay more. If we have to pay more, why not just pay the $12 an hour and not spend on the benefits? So it's, you know, these are things that you think are going to help but could hurt. And again, it's hard to tell by the ballot question. It's hard to make a decision. I think our minimum wage is too low. I think our minimum wage should be higher. But on the flip side, sometimes the more you mandate, the more it hurts the person you're trying to help, which is why I don't like mandates. So this is something that obviously needs to be, you know, researched. And then for question three, we are looking at a type of voting such that rather than in primaries, you have to be Republican or Democrat, it's open to everyone. And candidates could then, based on their top choices in the ranking, those top five would then go to the general election. And there are other states that do that. Everyone casts one vote for the candidate that they support. Whichever candidate gets the top five votes, they're the ones that move on to the general election. So some people think that's fairer because we already have people that are flipping back and forth between Democrat and Republican to kind of vote for whoever they want. It allows that ease. But then on the flip side, can there be more room for chaos where you have, let's say, individuals that, well, you know, let's just pull votes away. So why don't we go in and vote for all these other individuals so that the person who's the front runner doesn't then make it. You know, we already have individuals that will kind of play around with the primaries. And so I'm not sure how it's working in Alaska, how it's working with California. I know a lot of people are really, really upset with the way it went down for the recall of Newsom. How, you couldn't just pick a candidate and then have that candidate go into a runoff. It was a whole list and priority. So I guess Nevada is asking if we want to move towards that. I don't know if that's good or bad. So, you know, just make sure you guys research the question so you're really, really comfortable with your yes or no choice. But I do agree with those of you who are saying a lot of these ballot questions can be confusing at times. 1-877-DOC-SALAD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you guys are going to see a health headline that says poor sleep can make you go blind. And before everybody panics, because most of us have not gotten enough sleep in our lifetime. We really haven't. With the kids, with where we live, how noisy it is, with our pets, with the stress going on. We just don't sleep well. We have a huge pandemic of insomnia and using sleep aids and just not getting enough sleep. We're working night shift. Now stores and our, you know, companies are 24/7. So we have shift workers and our sleep stinks. But when you don't sleep and you don't have a good amount of sleep, it can affect a bunch of health processes. We've spoken about the heart. We've spoken about your brain. We've spoken about obesity. your hormones. Well, now the eyes. And according to a UK biobank study published in Open Access Journal, British Medical Journal, Open, they found that those who suffer from poor sleep quality have daytime sleepiness, snoring, getting too much sleep, or too little sleep, are at increased risk of developing glaucoma. Now, glaucoma, where you have increased pressure in the eyes, can cause irreversible sight loss. So, glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness globally. They expect it is going to affect 112 million people worldwide by the year 2040. So authors are saying we probably need to, you know, encourage more sleep therapy for people at high risk of the disease and do more frequent eye checks, especially in those with chronic sleep disorders. Now, I know many of you guys are groaning by this one going, come on. You know, I mean, and by the way, I'm sure there's one of you out there going, well, of course the doctors are going to say this, and now you spend more money at the eye doctor. You're supposed to be getting your eyes checked anyway. Have you guys been, you know, getting your eyes routinely checked? If you have high blood pressure, you need to have your eyes checked. If you have diabetes, you need to be getting your eyes checked. If you have, you know, high cholesterol. Our eyes, these are things that, to me, they're one. I mean, I know some of us rank our, you know, maybe our sex organs a little bit more important than our eyes, right? We might rank our heart, our brain more, but to me, man, the eyes are in our top five. Remember a few years back I told you that global blindness numbers were expected to triple by the year 2050? If we have a world that is going blind. Okay, that not only does that affect the person, it affects their family. It affects the ability for them to function. It affects safety of others if they're still driving. And I'm not talking about like completely blind, but legally blind. Affects safety, their work performance, work production, the amount of money we are spending on healthcare. You know, nowadays, when people get sick, you know, it's not, you know, obviously on them to pay for these treatments. These treatments are too expensive. It's on us, the government, the taxpayers. Study published in Lancet back in 2017 said if we don't get our act together, the numbers of cases of blindness would rise from 36 million cases that was reported in 2015 to 115 million by 2050. Now, they thought maybe it was because of the growing aging population. Maybe it's because we get diabetes, we've had strokes, macular degeneration, retinal detachment, cataracts, glaucoma, trauma. But these numbers are startling. And so if, you know, doctors say, look, you know, your sleep might have something to do with it, I would listen. You know, we talk as medical providers, I talk as a broadcaster, saying you got to get more sleep, got to get more sleep. And I've given you advice. Some of you guys might have missed the segments on advice, but it's very frustrating when somebody just says, well, you need to do this, you need to do this, and they don't give you options. Because glaucoma is this progressive loss of light-sensitive cells in the eye, the pressure could affect the optic nerve, and glaucoma could progress to irreversible blindness. We believe, based on this study and other sorts of medical factors, that it's all related. And your eyes can actually be, you know how they say the eyes are a window to your soul, you know, or for us in medicine, they're a window to the brain. You could actually look, there's a lot you can tell about a person when you, you know, do a retinal exam. We need to understand that when we look at our health, and I do this too. I'm not blaming you guys. I do this too. I look at it as, look, if I don't eat well, I am going to get colds more, become sick, gain weight. You have to realize that if you don't eat well, it affects everything. It will definitely affect your eyesight. I mean, you eat that bag of Halloween candy, what's that doing to your eyes? We don't think about our eyes. You know, we think about our butts. You know, we think about fitting into our New Year's dress. We might not be thinking necessarily about that. just like with sleep. So what is good sleep duration? Well, I say 7 to 9 hours a day. In this study, they looked at 409,000 participants in the UK Biobank. All were between 40 years old and 69 years old in the year 2006 to 2010 when they were recruited. And they defined sleep duration as 7 to 9. Over 9 too much, under 7 too little. Chronotype was defined according to whether the person described themselves as more of a morning, you know, a morning person or a night person. Insomnia severity was classified as never, sometimes, usually. So, you know, never, sometimes, or usually. And then daytime sleepiness was also categorized as never, sometimes, or frequently. And they looked at sex, ethnicity, educational attainment, etc. And then medical records were looked at. And they tracked when the participants had their first official diagnosis of glaucoma. They also looked at when they died, etc. And over a period of 10.5 years, about 8,600, 8,700 cases of glaucoma were identified. They were generally older. They were generally male, smokers, high blood pressure, diabetes. But when they looked at sleep pattern, if you had a short or longer sleep duration, it upped your risk by 8%. If you had true insomnia, 12%. If you snored, 4%. And if you were frequently tired, 20%. Now, here's the thing with this daytime sleepiness. Daytime sleepiness could be from a variety of things. One is it could be you're getting poor sleep at night. You didn't get enough sleep. But the other is your sleep quality could have stunk, where you had sleep apnea. So you might have been asleep, but you didn't get enough oxygen. You kept waking up because you kept cutting off your air flow. Cats woke you up, dog woke you up, husband snored, whatever. Or some of you guys are caffeine freaks, where you load up on caffeine in the morning, such that at 2, 3 in the afternoon, you are exhausted. What if the caffeine has something to do with the glaucoma? I believe they filtered that out, but in case they didn't, I would think that would be huge. Which means your morning cup of coffee, one might not be much, but if you're having big, huge canisters, and then you get tired midday, you might want to think about getting your eyes checked. Because all that caffeine could be affecting your eyes and your eye pressure. So those with daytime sleepiness had 10% more likely chance to have glaucoma. Insomniacs were 13% more likely to have it. And you don't want glaucoma. Yeah, there's drops to help reduce pressure and there's some treatments. But man, you don't want to screw with the eyes. So I would, talk to your medical provider about how often you should be getting your eyes checked based on your medical conditions. I think a thorough eye exam that looks at the retina, a dilated eye exam, allows them to get a better look at the retina. And don't just go and pick up your readers and go, well, I'm good. There's more to your eye than needing readers. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.